Kicking it off. Hi. Kicking off. I'm. Hi. What am I doing? I'm so engrossed in that song. I can't even talk. Hi, Mickey. Slipping you, Mickey. Welcome aboard to the shit show that is this show. Slipping you, Mickey. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in on Indie100.com, the very best radio station in all the land. Despite the fact that Slippin' You Mickey's on here. Hey, go figure. Every dog has its day. Or so they say. I don't know. Why am I rambling? What the fuck? It's Friday night. Just chilling at the crib in the French Quarter of New Orleans. I mean, life is grand, folks. I hope your life is grand, and I hope that the next hour-ish that we have together is so grand that you, like, have to write home about it. You have to tell every single person that you know, like, you've got to listen to this fucking show. It's so amazing. I mean, live, you have to. But, yeah, my goal is this year. So we're in solid third place. And, you know, I feel like, yeah. We should be number one. Or number two. Like, number two is kind of the fitting metaphor for my life. But number one would be grand. So tell everybody you know. Download the show, like, I don't know, 14 times. Whatever. Like, do whatever you gotta do. Like, be there for me, because I'm always there for you. And, yeah, hit me up. Hit that comment button. Like you guys do, like you guys are write me all the time. It's so great. I love hearing from y'all. I mean, I got people like in Japan, like seriously writing and saying, "You're rocking, Mickey." And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And you're rocking too in Japan. Like, are you fucking kidding? That's so cool. All over the world. All over the world. This is like a United Nations of radio shows. I don't know. Maybe I should just shut the fuck up and play some more music. Okay. Let's do that. Sit back. Relax and enjoy Slipping You a Mickey. Through
There's a kid on the floor below me saying, "Brother, can you spare sunshine for a brother? Old man, winter's in the air. Walk me up a story, asking how you are. Told me not to worry, you were just a shooting star." Thank you.
a picture perfect evening, and I'm staring down the sun. Never gonna
right, though. This one for you.
Cadillacs on 22s.
are. I mean, I am. I hope that you are. I hope you're enjoying me as much as I'm enjoying you. Hi, Mickey. Slipping you a Mickey right here on Indie100.com. The very bestest in all the land. Literally the whole world over. I'm going to prove it to you. I know you guys probably think I'm like full of shit. I don't have listeners all over the world. I do. I'm going to prove it right now. Isabella, chiming in from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. She said, I am a real carioca at heart. Isabella, I don't know what that is exactly, but I feel like it's good. And thank you. I try to be, I don't know, I don't know what I try to be. I'm just happy if I can get words out and they make sense. Also, Maylin, hi. She says, konnichiwa, Mickey-san. That's so cute, I'm dying. She is listening in Tokyo, Japan. Yeah, hi. Hi, Maylin. You're adorable. Let's see, we have Luca from Italy. Yeah. Hi, Luca. What's up? Sophia is in Portugal. I mean, come on, folks. I just am dying over all these great comments. I love you guys. Ava is here in the States. I'm assuming her email and location is not on the comment. Let's see. Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Benjamin. Rocking in Austin, Texas. What's up? Chloe is in Seattle. Hi. And there's so many. I can't go through them all because there's so many. Just trust me on that. But yeah, I couldn't make them up because I'm not nearly that clever. If you've been listening with any regularity, you'll know that. You'll be like, yeah, Mickey, you're right. You're not that fucking clever. But you play insanely great music. And sometimes you talk about drinking, which is like now I'm going to talk about what I'm drinking. I'm drinking Taka Vodka. Yeah, it's good stuff. And yeah, Marlboro Red 100s, you know, like I'm tried and true. And that brings me to my New Year's resolutions. Better posture. Still trying, although I'm thinking about getting one of those bra things that has like the board in the back, you know, that like forces you to stand up straight. I don't know that I'll ever actually do that, but I have been thinking about it. My other resolution was to drink more vodka on track and smoke more cigs on track for that too. I am winning. Speaking of winning, I just need to rant for just a moment. I promise I'll get back to the insanely great music. But the Oscars, like, what the fuck? Emma Stone, I mean, hello. If you're friends with her, don't tell her I was ripping on her. I mean, you can, I don't care. I'll fight her. But yeah, like, she wins for Poor Things. So I went into that movie with no expectations. And my no expectations were met. Because that was, like, the crappiest movie. Like, it's straight on, it's like softcore porn, honestly. Like, I saw much more of Emma Stone than I ever wanted to see in my entire life. And I didn't see the Flower Moon killer people. But evidently the chick that she beat out for best Oscar actress, whatever, supposedly I did a really outstanding job, and so now I'm wondering, like, well, why did Emma Stone win? And then she got up, she did that, her acceptance speech, and it's like she's acting, like, come on, like, what's up with her? Do y'all like her? Is it just me? Like, is it literally just me and the rest of the world? She's beloved. I don't know. Why don't you hit that comment button and let me know what you think? Or you can email me at slippingyoumickey@gmail.com, SLIPPING, youamickey at gmail.com. I also watched The Holdovers, which I thought was so sweet and endearing, and was just like a simple movie, but great writing, great acting. And I felt like it was much more deserving of stuff than Poor Things, but, you know, what do I know? I also watched the Mean Girls relaunch, revamp, reboot, whatever the fuck they call it. Spoiler alert, it's a musical. I wish I had known that going in. I would have, like, never invested any time at all. I like musicals if I'm, like, at the theater and it's a Broadway play, but for movies, not so much. So I went online and I was like, is Mean Girls a musical? Like, what the fuck? And I saw this article and it was like, production company, whoever puts the movies out, I don't know. They were like, so we're making these musicals, but we're not marketing them as musicals because people don't want to see musicals. And so then I'm like, okay, well then why are you making musicals? Ponder that one. All right, let's get back to the music. But as always, hit that comment button. Just smash that bitch. And tell me how great I am, how much you love me. And I will love you back, I promise. Well, I'm going to love you back with some more music. So sit back and enjoy.
Got the music.
it's you. So let me ask you guys a question. You're probably like, what the fuck, Mickey? Just shut up. But I do have a question. So, you know, that was Baby It's You. Obviously a love song, right? So, have you ever been in one of those relationships where you just, like, you gave it your all? You were, like, all in, ride or die. And your partner was, too, you know. But then, like, shit happens, right? Like, nothing's perfect. But then you're still, like, ride or die. But then they're just, like, start, like, just doing fucking wonky shit, like gaslighting and blaming you for everything, you know. I mean, come on, I'm pretty fucking perfect. Like, I don't know how anybody can blame me for anything. But, and then it just, like, falls apart. Have you ever had that happen? Like, you were madly in love and then just, it just went away. Like, why? What happens? I'm not saying that that's happened to me. Maybe it has. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just curious. And y'all are probably just curious, like, when is she going to shut up and start playing some more music? I think I will do that. But, yeah, if you have love woes, I will gladly give you any sage advice that I have, which is honestly not very much. But I will commiserate about that. Hit that, smash that comment button, email me, slippingyoumickey@gmail.com, like whatever, because, you know, I get it. People suck. I mean, we don't, obviously, in our little slippingyoumickey universe. We all rock, obviously. But, you know, outside of us, I mean, people kind of suck. So, yeah, if you have a tale of woe, hit me up with it, and I will gladly say nothing important, but at least I will make the effort, which is a lot more than a lot of people do these days. So, there you go. Okay, more music.
Fuck your wall, cause I'm fat and in love, and the bombs are falling on me for sure. But I'm scared to death that I'm living a life not worth dying for. In your plowshare, it's a sword. In its wide organ swing, chops the heads off with many things, monocrops. Laughter or roars, or high hilarity, or muckberry, or standard.
Come and go, or you reverse. a trap that must explain. Still never send snapshots of all your sweet pain. Play torturous games, it goes lens like fame. Read my name is on your lips when the man cracks the whip. And you all shake your hips and you all dance to this without making a fist. And I know that it sounds mundane, but it's a stone cold shame. And they got you tame, and they got me tame. Go ahead, put your red dress on. There's a white rose. Come and go, come and go. Oh, you river, oh, you water flow. Come bear witness to the whole Babylon.
It's me, Mickey. Surprise. You're listening to Slipping You, Mickey, right here on Indie100.com. I hope you all enjoyed this past hour with me. I know that I enjoyed it with you all. And forgive the rambling again if you listen every week or whenever I post a show, like whatever. You'll know that, I ramble a lot because for some reason I just have trouble like stringing words together and I don't know. And sometimes I hiccup because I've been drinking the Taka Vodka and like I'm just gross as fuck. But, you know, I'm also fun. So, I don't know, if you're looking for gross as fuck / fun in a person to hang out with, I'm your girl. Email me, sleepingyoumickey@gmail.com. Hit that comment button. Like, you know, do all the things. Just, like, make the effort to befriend me. And I will respond, I promise. I need that email, though. So, hi to everyone around the world. Yay. I'm just, like, flabbergasted that anyone besides, like, my mom is listening to the show. And honestly, she doesn't like the show, but she listens. Because she wants to be supportive. I'm just kidding. She don't listen. she would be horrified. I would never ask her to listen to this show. Horrified. One last thought on Emma Stone. And it's about her boobs. She like showed them a lot in that movie, Poor Things. And so like if you dudes are like, oh my God, Emma Stone's so hot. I want to see her titties. Then yeah. You will see a lot of them in that movie, Poor Things. Me, on the other hand, kind of like, they're not that great. But, again, that's just my opinion. And if Emma Stone, Emma Stone came over here and she was like, I heard you've been talking shit about my boobs, I'd fight her. I mean, you know. I'm not shy, obviously. Okay, enough of my just incoherent bullshit for the night. I hope you guys have a great week. And I hope that you will continue to give me a chance to entertain you. I make no promises. Kind of like me going into that movie, Poor Things, I feel like you should go into this show every week with no expectations. And then that way you're not disappointed. I find that's just like a good rule for life in general. Anyway, have a great week, guys. I appreciate you. Yeah. Mickey, hi. And you've been listening to Slipping You, Mickey. Peace out.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. Oh,
good. La da 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 da. La da da da, la da da da, la da da da, la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La da, my room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, 'cause I got high. Because I got high. because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
Ooh. I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La la da. Now da, da, I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing. I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high.
Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, no, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I
go
got
on.
High.
Come on, man. Don't, come on. Come on.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President.
Singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high, cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it, skippity bee.